This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado could become the first state to fully decriminalize prostitution under a newly introduced bill at the state capitol. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods.
In Nevada, prostitution is legal at licensed brothels in certain counties. In Maine, paying for sex is illegal, but selling it is not. A group of Colorado Democrats want to go even further. Their bill would erase state-level laws and prohibit local measures against prostitution. For bill sponsor Representative Lorena Garcia, it's about preventing exploitation and abuse in the sex work industry.
We need to decriminalize this act amongst consenting adults. We need to, for safety, we need to respect bodily autonomy.
The measure would not allow people to pay for sex with children. Pimping or earning money from someone else's prostitution would also still be illegal. It's not clear if the bill will have enough support to pass the legislature.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Don't expect mountain snow this week to fix a historic drought across the Mountain West. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it won't make up for months of dry weather.
Dan McAvoy is a researcher with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In a briefing Thursday, he noted the region remains far below normal snowpack.
These recent storms, they've helped, but they have been not enough by any means to recover from this snow drought due to the deficits that have accumulated since the beginning of the snow season.
Most of Colorado has seen more or less normal precipitation levels this winter. But due to higher temperatures, that moisture isn't sticking around, and most areas only have about 60% of normal snowpack for this time of year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There is snow expected in Metro Denver today. Temperatures in the mid-30s, highs in the 40s tomorrow, though. So, again, that snow is not going to last long. Thank you for listening to CPR News. It's 8:06.